USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump striking an optimistic tone at the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing.
We'll also be speaking to America's governors tomorrow, and then we'll be announcing exactly what's happening. You already know we'll be opening up states, some states much sooner than others, and we think some of the states can actually open up before the deadline of May 1st.
But Dr. Deborah Birx on that White House task force also reminds everyone,
this is a highly contagious virus. Social gatherings, coming together, is there always a chance that an asymptomatic person can spread the virus unknowingly? No one is intending to spread the virus. We know if you are sick, you will stay home. But to all of you that are out there that would like to join together and just have that dinner party for 20, don't do it yet.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just have my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In the first meeting of President Trump's task force to reopen the economy, banking and financial service executives say the administration needs to dramatically increase the availability of coronavirus testing before the public will be confident enough to return to work, eat at restaurants, or shop in retail establishments. The pandemic has created a shortage of a common kitchen ingredient. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Home baking is becoming such a popular pastime during the coronavirus pandemic that baker's yeast, normally a common ingredient, has become scarce in the United States. With Facebook and Instagram feeds filled with pictures of home-baked breads and cookies and cakes, companies that produce the yeast report it's hard to keep up with the surging demand. Meanwhile, the companies that market and sell yeast directly to consumers like King Arthur Flour and Bob's Red Mill are out of stock and have sent notices to their customers asking for patience. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
During this coronavirus pandemic, some people are concerned about the extreme government overreach of quarantine measures during the crisis. Kristen Tate is a columnist with The Hill. She is also with Young Americans for Liberty. She joins Fox Business and says what we're seeing now is government overreach.
The American people are desperate for a solution to this pandemic, and it's given politicians the opportunity to vastly expand government and basically to lord over the private actions of individuals. And by the way, Charles, a lot of these same officials who are now endorsing these kind of authoritarian measures are the same people who have been screaming for years about Donald Trump acting like a dictator, as they say. The state of New York deemed gun stores non-essential, ordered them shut down. Vermont has banned the sale of all items that bureaucrats there deem non-essential. And then all around the country, we have these orders that have been issued to stay at home, punishable by criminal law, and that has empowered police to go out and abuse and punish people for just taking a walk outside. Right. That is how we end up with situations like we saw a few days ago, where a group of 10 cops in Philadelphia dragged a man out of a bus for not wearing a face mask, or in Colorado, where police handcuffed a man for playing t-ball with his daughter in an empty park. Lives are being lost in this pandemic. We need to worry about that, but at the same time, we need to worry about our rights and freedoms being eroded.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.